Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. I am also fining Mr. Sterling $2.5 million, the maximum amount allowed under the NBA Constitution. I will urge the Board of Governors to exercise its authority to force a sale of the team, and will do everything in my power to ensure that that happens.
There's the NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announcing the ban and fine for L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling. The Donald Sterling L.A. Clippers controversy is the number one item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio review for the week ending Friday, May 2nd. So all the things on the charts this week are focused on that which has happened between April 28th and May 2nd, pretty much, of this year. So the rundown of the top 10 talk topics coming from the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, monitoring talk radio programs, the industry itself. At number 10, the FCC and net neutrality. Number 9, the House Benghazi testimony. Number 8, Russia's Ukraine aggression. Number 7, the deadly weather in the Midwest. Number 6, U.S.-Israeli relations. Number 5, Obamacare. Number 4, the president's trip to Asia. Number 3, the presidential race, midterm elections under scrutiny. Number 2, the weak economic growth numbers. And as I said, the Donald Sterling L.A. Clippers case, number 1. Here's a conversation that I had on my Good Day program this past week with sports and entertainment attorney Anthony Caruso about the NBA ban, fine, and attempt to force Sterling to sell the Clippers. And my question was whether there's any legal ground that can support what they actually are trying to do.
It's very simple. The NBA is a self-governing, privately held association. It's not a governmental agency. So, honestly, they could vote out an owner for almost any legitimate reason. And in this case, they felt that comments that went public could possibly hurt the NBA brand, and that is probably enough to have an owner ousted.
So, in court, can Sterling come back with something that it would make a judge think this was too harsh?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are certainly defenses that Sterling can raise, and I would think the main defense, if I were representing Sterling, would be that the information and the tape-recorded voice message could have been done or obtained illegally, so to speak, the fruits that they're the results here were damaged or tainted, and therefore the result is tainted.
One of the things that people are now looking at, all those folks who want to buy the team, and there are numbers being thrown around that seem kind of astronomical, considering the Clippers are really not that good, or haven't been, and much of it is because of Sterling being a cheap wad, but under the circumstances, he's created a situation. I mean, you could make a case for him having created this himself, so that he would maximize at his age whatever the value of the team is. You can make that argument, right?
Well, I guess you could, certainly. But I think many that watch the ways pro sports has grown over the years from a fan base standpoint and a corporate sponsorship standpoint, any team that was purchased 20, 30 years ago is certainly worth much more now. And I think, yes, the commotion that's being caused from this is probably adding to the value.
Has there been a precedent for this? Anything like this ever happened before, Mr. Caruso?
Yes, there has. The most notable situation was a few years back with the owner of the Cincinnati Reds in Major League Baseball, who was accused of also being discriminatory in many ways, and the baseball executive did force her out.
She was not unlike Mr. Sterling in her views, for sure. But that stuff, I don't know how to say this and couch it, that stuff goes on and is more accepted in Cincinnati than it is in Los Angeles. Doesn't mean it's right. It just is not. The people there were upset about her losing the team versus L.A. being happy about Sterling losing the team.
Yes, I think the circumstances were a little bit different. And again, it was a different time in history. But certainly, I think all will agree that there can't be any tolerance for this kind of behavior. Even though it was a private conversation in the presence of one's home, it's indicative of a pattern with this gentleman, and certainly there's just no tolerance for that.
Up next here on the Countdown, more on Donald Sterling. This is the weekly TRCS, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Today, 85% of Americans fall short of the USDA's recommended 3 daily servings of low-fat or fat-free milk. A staggering number, given that milk is the top food source for 3 out of the 4 nutrients of concern. The nutrients that Americans are most lacking, including calcium, potassium, and vitamin D. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Adding fat-free milk to breakfast is an easy way to help increase your milk intake. Here's registered dietitian Holly Granger.
Fat-free milk is a great option with the same 9 essential nutrients as all other types of dairy milk, including B vitamins for energy, vitamin A for a healthy immune system, and bone-building nutrients. In fact, 1 8-ounce glass of fat-free milk has just 80 calories and 8 grams of high-quality protein, more protein than is in an egg. All milk, including fat-free milk, offers more nutritional value for your dollar than just about any beverage.
For more information and fat-free milk recipes, visit MilkLife.com.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do?
Spring cleaning
or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Continuing with our countdown, Doug Steffen here, working from number 1 to number 10 of the top 10 topics. Donald Sterling, number 1, host Joel Riley talking to L.A. reporter Mike Watts about the players, the fans, reactions generally on both sides to the ban, and the fine of $2.5 million handed down by the NBA.
What's been the reaction to that? What's been the player reactions from your perspective?
You know, the players' reaction has been one of great relief. I think they were very happy. Head coach Doc Rivers came out before Game 5 and said that, you know, he felt like Adam Silver's move to ban Donald Sterling for life, fine him $2.5 million, and basically say, we're going to get this guy to sell this team and get him out of the league, kind of lifted a burden for the players, because I think they'd been caught in kind of a catch-22. On one hand, this is what they've strived their whole life for, play basketball, try to win a championship. They're in a fight for their lives in the first round against Golden State, and yet it's almost, you know, they have problems with, you know, playing a game for a team owned by a guy who makes these comments that they're clearly, and nobody is clearly happy about. So I think it was a lot of relief to kind of get the feeling of Sterling's going to be gone, something is going to be okay with this Clippers franchise, and they went out and took care of business.
Yeah, and when you pull back to, there are so many things about this story that you could dive into. One of the ones that now intrigues me a little bit more is the fact that Sterling's girlfriend, one of the, you know, selfies, pictures, whatever, is with Magic Johnson. And, you know, all this comes down, Magic is very complimentary of the commissioner, and he's one of those guys that would like to be an owner, isn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah, there have been some relays that Magic Johnson, who used to be a part owner of the Lakers, of course, well known for his days with the Lakers, sold that in 2010, sold a share of the Lakers, but has been interested about getting back in. There's going to be a lot of people, if and when Donald Sterling is forced out of the league here and forced to sell this team, there are going to be a lot of big names and a lot of names we don't know yet and might not have not heard before that are going to line up for this franchise, because it is it's a good value right now from a business standpoint, and it's the value of the NBA is only rising. These teams are moneymakers.
Yeah, is there any chance that Magic was in there maybe stirring the pot a little bit? I mean, he knew maybe that Sterling was not a fan of black people overall, and
Yeah, I don't get that sense. Okay. I know Magic a little bit. I've talked with him a couple of times, just in terms of doing interviews with him and talked to people who know him pretty well. He's not that kind of guy. This is a situation where Donald Sterling, unfortunately, has been known for years, in kind of rumors and innuendo and talk around the league behind closed doors to kind of harbor these feelings towards African Americans, towards Latinos, towards minorities in general. It was one of these issues where it finally came to the general public's eye in the form of these tapes that were released last weekend. And I think Donald Sterling, unfortunately, did all of this to himself with his mouth.
Here's talk host Greg Fry with legal analyst Jordan Kobritz. They discuss the Sterling case and where it goes. Is it over?
I would imagine that this leads to some sort of legal challenge over something. I mean, this is almost unprecedented in having a person who owns something who now is essentially going to be forced to get rid of it by what a decision by what the league has done.
I certainly think that's a possibility. You know, I think Sterling has a reputation of being somewhat like an Al Davis, who went to court to sue the NFL every time there was a decision that he felt aggrieved by. But I think that's a risk the NBA was willing to take, and perhaps it's a risk that the NBA had to take, given its circumstances. Again, I think the kind of statements that Sterling made were intolerable. As far as the league was concerned, it's damaging to the brand. It's actually going to cost them money, because a number of sponsors had already pulled away from the Clippers. It was going to drive a stake between the league and its players' association. The NBA is almost 75% black. There were a number of African Americans in the front office. You've even got Michael Jordan, perhaps the greatest player of all time, in the owner's box. So I think Adam Silver probably came to the conclusion the time was right and he had no choice, and he was very decisive, to say the least.
From your perspective as a former team owner, this obviously has some ramifications to what I imagine what a team owner will be able to do moving forward. I mean, this is to the extreme, so this in some ways becomes a no-brainer. But with what an owner can say and how an owner acts and how the ramifications are down the road, do you see how that plays, I guess, down the road for any league, whether it be baseball, basketball, any league, really?
I don't think this changes anything that currently exists. I think people have to keep in mind that professional sports leagues are private entities. They are not public entities. They can basically do virtually anything they want to do. They are governed by their own documents, bylaws, rules, regulations, and there is very little that oversight organization, government oversight organizations can do to impede their actions. So I think leagues have always had the ability, again, within their governing documents, to take actions such as this. In Major League Baseball, George Steinbrenner, for example, was banned for life. That lifetime ban was later reduced, I think, to 2 years. Major League Baseball took action to suspend Marge Schott of the Cincinnati Reds when she was engaged in comments similar to what Sterling made recently. And so I think leagues have always had the ability to do that. But that said, an aggrieved owner always has the right to go to court. Whether or not they're going to be successful is another question.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Talk Radio Coast to Coast.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 2 on the countdown this week, the Economic Growth Report. Here's reporter Jenna Lee talking to former CBO Director Doug Holtz-Eakin about the role the weather has played in the latest economic growth numbers.
The White House came out in a statement and said, really, this is due to historically severe winter weather. We certainly experienced that for sure. What is the impact that we would see on the economy?
Well, what we saw was, you know, a near total stop in things like outdoor construction, a lot of business investment. So the number's very bad. There's no way around that. But inside, it's a little glimmer of good news. The household sector was pretty strong. Grew at a 3% rate. The whole economy is growing at 3%. I think we'd all be very happy.
And there was something about Americans continuing to shop. So we did.
Americans shop, yes. They do that, particularly in March. They went on just a spending spree, as it turns out.
Interesting. A little good weather will get you out any day after that winter. An economist that was quoted in the Washington Post said this. This is not a weak economy. This is an economy that had 2 bad months because of weather and got back to normal in March. Would you agree with that?
Not entirely. This is an economy that's not growing fast enough, because the truth is something bad happens all the time. We get, an earthquake and a big tidal wave in Fukushima. We get bad weather in the United States. There's always something going wrong. So you want to grow rapidly enough that when something bad happens, you still grow at 1.5, 2 instead of dip near zero. And we're really just not growing fast enough.
This is the first rate reading. Do you expect it to look better after we get a couple more readings? Or do you think this is really a wash for the first part of the year, but potentially better numbers to come?
I think it's going to go back to looking like 2.25% growth. This was supposed to be the year we jumped up to maybe 3. I just don't see it so far. There aren't enough jobs. There's not enough income. And so the spending spree can't go on forever. And the business spending's weak.
2016 presidential race midterm elections, number 3 on our countdown this week. Here's host Steve Scott with Glenn Thrush from Politico.com talking about what Thrush thinks is keeping Hillary from announcing that she will run for the presidency.
What is Hillary Clinton afraid of?
Well, it's interesting because having covered her in any number of races, from the New York Senate to the presidential thing, she really is a pretty fearless character. But I do think her 2 decades of combat and difficulty with the national political press has really left her gun shy. And we were told by any number of people, Maggie Haberman and myself, that if Hillary Clinton doesn't run, one of the really big reasons would be because she doesn't want to have to kind of put her head in the lion's mouth again.
Is the lion the press?
She thinks so. And really, that's what we found to be most fascinating about this. You know, there is a sense of worry in Clinton and among her top advisors about the press that really sometimes almost borders on paranoia or fear. And on the other hand, some of that fear and paranoia is justified. They have been the subject of witch hunts. They've also been the subject of legitimate investigations. But I think there is a sense that this is very much a two-sided argument. And what we set out to sort of illustrate here was just how hard positions were on both sides. It's really sort of trench warfare. And it doesn't necessarily, from what we're looking at these very preliminary stages, doesn't seem to be that there'll be a great sea change in her relationships with the media should she choose to run.
What is the genesis of Hillary Clinton's sour relationship with the news media? I mean, can we trace this all the way back to the run for the White House in 92?
I think you can trace it all the way back to her experiences in Arkansas. You know, she was she delegated to herself the position of defending her husband. She was somebody who dealt with a lot of the more salacious allegations against him, sort of organized the defense effort. And I think she always sort of viewed herself first. We write in here that when you strip down the layers of wallpaper that make up her public persona, the one at the bottom is a wife defending a deeply flawed husband. And I really think that's the DNA here.
I found an interesting quote in your piece at Politico magazine. Quote, she wants to be president. She doesn't want to run for president. Tell us about that.
Well, look, to a certain extent, that's true for everybody, right? But it is especially true for her. She is not somebody who wants to go through the ugly rigmarole of the race.
President's trip to Asia, Obamacare, in the focus next here on our weekly talk radio review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium base, and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry. This deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on the items of interest in the world of News Talk Radio for the week ending Friday, May the 2nd, 2014. Pretty exciting stuff as we're up to number 4 in the countdown, the President's trip to Asia. Here's host Shannon Tezzi talking to political analyst Dr. Jonathan Pollack about the president's agenda as he embarked on the trip.
Could you just let us know in your mind what you think the overarching goals of this trip were?
Well, I think it varied from country to country, but in overall terms, it was to put some more specific meaning to the idea that the president has a particular focus and interest in Asia in the long term, and I think he tried to impart that in each of his stops along the way. At the same time, part of this trip was kind of like a makeup exam, since it reflected a canceled trip last fall that would have taken them to Malaysia and the Philippines on that trip. So in this measure, the visiting both Northeast Asia and Southeast Asia, but doing this apart from any of the multilateral fora that often take him to the Asia-Pacific region. So for all of those reasons, it's making a statement. Presidential time is a very, very valuable commodity, and he had a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. And one of his top priorities for this trip was to help push forward the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a multilateral trade organization that they're trying to negotiate. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it didn't seem like he was able to make a real breakthrough with that, particularly mm-hmm. in discussions with Japan.
Right.
How do you think this is going to affect momentum for the TPP moving forward?
Well, this is one of the big unresolved or incomplete aspects of this trip. I think that I suspect that the president expected to get more than he got in Japan. But it's clear that Japan remains deeply divided on questions related to the affiliation with this kind of a high-quality trade agreement. These issues go back a long, long way with Japan. It's nothing all that recent. And yet we can see that there are large sectors of the Japanese economy that still remain largely walled off to imports. As he made it clear in his public remarks, any kind of an agreement here would have to fulfill those kinds of expectations to enable American companies to compete fully and fairly here. So the fact that he did not reach closure on TPP clearly is going to impose some serious obstacles going ahead, both with respect to not only TPP, but also getting the direct trade promotional authority from the Congress that he needs to move ahead quickly here. So I suspect he would regard that as probably the biggest disappointment of the trip. We'll see whether or not this can be concluded quickly or not. Some in Japan say that it can. Others say that it cannot, but it is ongoing.
Affordable Care Act, number 5 on the countdown this week. Here are our hosts Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about the lawsuit that Mr. Johnson has filed against the federal government over the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare Act.
You have a lawsuit that is challenging the rule by the administration allowing the federal government to subsidize health insurance for lawmakers and some of their congressional staffers. You're getting support for that now, right?
Yeah, I was pretty pleased that the 39 Republican colleagues joined in amicus briefs. There are two of them that have been accepted by the court. And, you know, those briefs are making the larger point that I think needs to be made here, that, you know, yeah, we've got to overturn that unfair special treatment. But what we really need to do is we need to reclaim the constitutional balance of our government here. And we have an executive that is out of control, that is basically ruling by presidential edict and decree. And even a liberal law professor like Jonathan Turley has testified eloquently in front of the House Judiciary Committee about the fact that we are in a constitutional crisis and that this president has crossed the line. And so those amicus briefs are really more about restoring our constitutional balance, about checking an executive that really is legislating when he has the only role of a president in terms of legislation is signing bills or vetoing them. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows a president to enact, amend, or repeal laws, and that's what he's doing with health care. He's doing with his cap and trade legislation. He's failing to enforce immigration laws. So we really have to restore our constitutional balance. Congress has got to stand up and defend its powers, and the courts have got to do judicial review of this lack of constitutional balance.
But in addition to the constitutional balance, one of the other things your lawsuit highlights is that Obamacare is creating this multi-tiered system of insurance, and it's not just in terms of different treatment for Congress and staffers as compared to the American public. It's also different treatment, for example, of people with means as compared to middle-income families who are being squeezed out of the private insurance market, much less worse health care outcomes for the poor.
Yeah, remember this bill is called the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. You know, it's certainly not protecting patients as they're losing their health care plans that they like could afford. They're losing access to doctors and treatments that can keep them alive, and it's certainly not affordable as people are seeing their premiums double and triple, and as is their out-of-pocket maximum. So, no, you know, the stated purpose of this health care law to ensure all these uninsured Americans, well, you can maybe provide people insurance, but it's only doing about 2 million out of the 30 or 40 million uninsured Americans, but insurance isn't the same as access. And what we're seeing with the health care laws is how devastating it'll be to our quality of care. People will not have access. It'll lead to rationing. And, of course, medical innovation, imposed this stupid medical device tax, is shifting medical innovation overseas along with those jobs. So, the health care laws is damaging on so many different fronts.
Up next, John Kerry opens his mouth, and maybe he ought not to have, tornadoes in Russia all on the way here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Talk Radio Items in Review. Doug Steffen here as we move up the ladder to number 6 on the countdown. What Secretary of State Kerry said about apartheid in Israel, or how it might relate to Israel. So our relationship with Israel is in the stock here. Host Dave Bowes with a focus on Kerry's ridiculous comments about Israel becoming an apartheid state.
With friends like these, you wonder why you need enemies. He said his remarks were only an expression of his firm belief that a two-state resolution is the only viable way to end the long-running conflict. And he stressed he does not believe Israel is or is definitely on track to become an apartheid state. Quote, "I will not allow my commitment to Israel to be questioned by anyone, particularly for partisan political purposes. So I want to be crystal clear about what I believe and what I don't believe. First, Israel is a vibrant democracy, and I do not believe, nor have I ever stated, publicly or privately, that Israel is an apartheid state or that it intends to become one." Actually, that is what you just said. Got the audio there where the implication is, Israel's on its way to being an apartheid state, so there's that. And I never said that, not publicly or privately. So he says, second, I've been around long enough to also know the power of words to create a misimpression, even when unintentional. And if I could rewind the tape, I would have chosen a different word. So I didn't say this publicly or privately. However, if I could, rewind this and if I could, I'd do it. I would have chosen a different word to describe my firm belief that the only way in the long term to have a Jewish state and two nations and two peoples living side by side in peace and security is through a two-state solution. So, again, John Kerry kind of admitting that he made a mistake without quite admitting that he made a mistake. And it's ugly, too, because, again, on one side, you've got a side that says, we would like to drive the Jews into the sea and see them destroyed. And then you've got the Israelis saying, yeah, we'll give you peace. How about you get this, 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 and this, and this? How about 90% of what you want? No, it's not enough. Well, wait a second. You said you wanted to drive us into the sea. Well, yeah, we do. But you're anti-peace. I mean, there's no winning that battle. So why you would position, why Kerry would think it was a good idea to position himself at all this way is pretty stunning.
Deadly Midwestern Tornadoes, number 7 on the Countdown Show, our review of the hot hits in talk radio. Here's host Jeff Tyson with correspondent Jeff Monoso. They discussed the devastation caused by these storms this past week.
The last we saw, there were 16 people dead, tens of thousands
without power now, and one dead in Oklahoma, now one in Iowa. Are you hearing any more about this?
Yes, one dead in Iowa, and we're still calculating the damage from possible tornadoes that ripped through through Iowa as well as Oklahoma. One dead in Oklahoma, one dead in Iowa as well. So 18 total.
Wow, and they still are, I'm sure, digging out this morning, and we're so familiar with that, as you know, when you were here. We're still rebuilding in Tuscaloosa. We've talked about that all morning long, how long it takes to rebuild. And some of these folks are just now getting back to, you know, their homes. I'm sure some took cover, some left. And coming back to a situation like that can, just be devastating.
I mean, it's such a horrific event and such a hard thing to do, because when, you know, a tornado comes through, you're talking about a half mile wide, possibly EF3, EF4, just in the suburbs of Little Rock alone, that just destroyed towns like Mayflower, Valonia, that was hit 3 years ago yesterday. They just built a brand new $14 million school. That school is gone again. It is devastation upon them as devastation, and just getting to those folks, you know how it works. You know that tornadoes do what they do, and they're unpredictable. When they strike, all of a sudden your roadways are no longer clear. They're covered with trees and debris from homes and power lines. You've got to figure out how to get to these locations. You've got to figure out how to get food and supplies to these people who so badly need it. But the most important thing is rescuing people, and that's what's happening as we speak.
Number 8 item on the Countdown Show is the aggression focused by Russia on Ukraine, the originating state in the old Russia, if you didn't know that. Host Dave Ross and Chris Sullivan talking about the latest round of sanctions against Russian, their elite citizens. That would be a good way of bracketing the people who have had sanctions. The odd way they may actually wind up hurting companies here in the United States.
Pro-Russia militants continue to take over buildings and cities on the Russian border. Here's CBS correspondent Holly Williams.
We've been told by provincial officials here in Donetsk that they have a lot of behind-the-scenes conversations going on with the separatists. But I think it's unlikely that the government in Kiev will want to sit down in any open fashion with the separatists, because it will give them an air of credibility.
And that means that U.S. sanctions are likely to remain and possibly be stepped up, which actually, believe it or not, could have an impact right here in Washington State, and that's the connection that Chris Sullivan has been pursuing.
And it's a connection related to our largest employer in this state, private employer, Boeing. You've probably never heard of Sergei Chemezov, but the sanctions were just levied against him by the U.S. on Monday. He's one of the inner circle of Vladimir Putin.
Friends of Vladimir.
Yeah, one of his really tight buddies. Known him since the KGB days back in the 80s in Germany. And he is a very good friend and customer of Boeing as well. Chemezov is the CEO of Russia's and the world's largest titanium producer. Provides more than a third of the titanium that Boeing uses for its 787s. Boeing and Chemezov's state-owned company already run a joint venture in the Ural Mountains to mine and extract titanium. Plans for a second facility were announced in November. The company says the new facility will be directly engaged in building all of the commercial airplanes, including the 737 MAX and the 777X. Boeing expects to spend about $27 billion in Russia over the next few decades, a lot of it going through Chemezov and his state-owned company. The concern here is that these sanctions against Chemezov could slow the flow of titanium in some way and possibly squeeze Boeing's supply chain, causing slowdowns, things like that. Boeing says it's aware of the sanctions, looking into how they might impact the operation. Sanctions do not extend to the company, Rostec, though. It only applies to the CEO. This company, it produces just about everything now. I mean, it's responsible for 80% of the defense military weapons that are being exported out of Russia. It makes smartphones. I mean, it's everything in addition to titanium exports.
I have to think, though, that Boeing would have a backup for an ingredient as crucial as titanium.
Yes, and this is only a third. It gets most of its titanium from three U.S. companies, that's safe. And it also has contingency plans to find titanium from other countries, you know, should there be issues like this. I mean, Boeing's been smart diversifying itself over the last decades or so, and this is one of those cases where they've done that. But there is a pretty big chunk of titanium they get from Russia.
Up next, Benghazi, net neutrality, talk radio countdown show for this week continues in a matter of moments. I hope you'll stick around for that.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Doug Steffen with number 9 on the countdown, the Benghazi testimony. Host Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talking to military analyst Colonel David Hunt about the email released this week, the immediate aftermath of the attack on our embassy in Benghazi, and how various players in the administration were instructed to respond to news media questions.
This latest memo that was released because of a lawsuit, not voluntarily, you think is a smoking gun beyond smoking gun. Sir, why do you think this?
First of all, the Rhodes worked for the National Security Council. He was an assistant, so worked inside the White House. And from a Freedom of Information Act, about 115 pages worth of emails were released. And it shows coordination, which I would expect, anyone would expect, at the White House on what was going to be the public relations aspect of what happened in Benghazi. And the issue to me is threefold. We didn't have adequate security in Benghazi. It was unarmed guards. Hillary Clinton has owned up to that part. We had the Cairo embassy had been attacked 8 hours before the Benghazi embassy, as well as 20 other embassies throughout the world. So we have plenty of warning. And the gunfight that happened in Benghazi went on for about 8 hours. And the second part of this is the President of the United States refused to aid actually anyone under attack, but certainly these four Americans that were killed.
But that's not new, Colonel.
And the third is that we lied about it. And this email shows the coordination of the lie. And here's why it's a lie, Ken. The entire satellite capability and communications capability of the Defense Department, CIA, et cetera, was turned on that day because it was the anniversary of 9/11 and we were being attacked, like I said, over 22 agencies. On that site alone in Benghazi, we had within 1 minute of clear picture what was happening as it was going on. And the head of the CIA on the ground said from the beginning, this was a coordinated attack. Somehow this message got out that it was due to a film.
Number 10 item on the Countdown Show, FCC net neutrality rules, et cetera, on my Good Day program this week, technology expert Greg Stebbin explained how and why the FCC is looking into changing the way some companies use the Internet.
You pay somebody to see the to access the Internet, Comcast, Time Warner, AT&T, whoever it is. It's a phone company or a cable company in most cases. And the idea of net neutrality is that whoever you pay to access the Internet should not have any vote in what you get to see as long as what you want to look at is legal. So they can't speed some things up and slow some things down based on what's in their best interest. They should deliver everything you could want to see from the Internet at the exact same speed. There's no discrimination or favoritism played for any content. And that's an interesting idea, but there's lots of reasons why it could be challenged. Now, what are reasons that things get challenged? Often it has to do with money, right? And so this whole new debate that we're going to be hearing about over the next few weeks with the FCC, it is all about money. And the idea is that the Comcasts and the Verizons of the world would like to be able to charge the biggest users of bandwidth, and I'll name one, Netflix. It is said that Netflix sometimes uses 30% of all bandwidth at the Internet at any given time, on Saturday night, right? Mm-hmm. You're eating your pizza, and you're watching a movie, and the kids are in the other room also watching a movie. So a Comcast would say, or a Verizon would say, well, Netflix is using up 30% of our bandwidth. First of all, is that fair to people who don't even have a Netflix account because their bandwidth is getting slowed down? And what a provider like a Comcast will say is we'd like to create a fast lane for them, charge them to use it so that we can kind of balance it out across the whole spectrum. See, they see it as a, well, of course they see it as a money-making opportunity, but also as a way of kind of leveling out the Internet. And there's some validity to that, perhaps. On the other hand, on the other side, people are saying, well, the only companies that have that kind of bandwidth use like a Netflix are big companies, and what you're essentially doing is putting them in a position to dominate the Internet, and then along comes some 24-year-old entrepreneurs and they can't really get a foot in the game because right. they don't have the money to pay the toll to get in the fast lane.
To recap where we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in review this hour, at number 10, the FCC and the discussion of net neutrality, at number 9, the House Benghazi testimony, number 8, Russia's Ukraine aggression. Number 7, the deadly Midwest tornadoes this week. U.S.-Israeli relations and Senator Kerry's stupid comment. Number 6 this week on the Countdown. Number 5, the continuing conversation about the Affordable Health Care Act. The president's trip to Asia. Number 4, ranking number 3, presidential race for 2016. At number 2, the numbers come out. The weak economic growth report is being sort of bantered about politically, as you might imagine. Number 1, Donald Sterling, the L.A. Clippers, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.